Tina and Mida.
Khaled.
Drowsy.
Okay, any word. The reality is conditioned to be like that. Ignorance? Mm-hmm. Akusala?
Kusala.
How many chetasikas? Not necessary because they do not appear. Yeah. Just understanding that it's not self, only that. Do not mind how many chetasikas and so on.
I have a question. It is said that the last process before the chitta and the patisaticitta of the next life arises, the object can come through any of the six doors.
Like now, exactly.
Like now, I can have seeing it appearing, and then it becomes the object. At that moment, and it can condition the last jhanas and then chitta.
Because you see that, like now, there are jittas which are viti jitta process and jitta which is not, right? When jitta is the process, in process of seeing or hearing, it's not dying consciousness. And after that, there is pawang in between each process. And if it does not perform the function of bhavanga, it performs the function of dying. It's dying consciousness. So fast, it's like bhavanga, and the object does not appear through any doorway, like patisanticitta. And after that, birth consciousness, new person, another person, not this person anymore. That's it. Just like sleeping and then wake up, becoming another one. No memory about the last days or life at all.
And what's the connection with the karma, nimitta, the gati nimitta? Because then they become the object of the bhavangachita for the next life, so at what moment?
What about like now? Because there are bhavanga in between, right? And if it does not perform the function of bhavanga, it is dying consciousness, the last moment of this life, that's all. So it's like this one. No matter you call it kamma nimitta or nimitta, kamma. Okay, now there is not death yet, so we don't call this moment karma, even when things about the previous karma. But since it's not moment before death, so we don't call the thinking of karma as karma, object before dying consciousness. And even we don't think about karma, and we see and hear, there can be moment of death, the last moment of bhavanga, like now. So it's not necessary to think about should we call it this or that, but actually it's that which is the object before death, like now.
Because in the text it's explained that it's the karma that has been done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this life,
yeah.
Or another life.
Even right now the object is conditioned and the seeing or hearing is conditioned by karma that has been done.
Okay.
Exactly.
So when it's like karma, it means the vipaka, the past karma.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
No difference.
So no difference at all, just we give it a name because it is that last process. That's all.
Yeah, to show that it arises before this. That's all.
And to show the order of chittas before death.
Yeah.
But in the case of like gati nimitta or kamma nimitta, like for the captures the nine. Mm-hmm. But in that case, it appears through the mind, or right? It doesn't mm-hmm. appear through yeah. the sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read that too in the text, so I thought it was the object.
Only 5 moments, so who knows?
So you say not that it can be sensed or all mind, or.
But when it is through mind, for instance?
No, mind or sense, though.
The only difference is that it is only 5 cheetahs, not mm-hmm. 7 cheetahs.
Yeah. There's no, dying consciousness and not dying consciousness.
But why is it written in the Visuddhimagga about the Kama Nimitta and Gati Nimitta?
If the dying consciousness arises now,
yeah.
the object now is called Gati Nimitta or Kama Nimitta or Kama. That's all. Just name that. It indicates that it arises before death.
That's but there are different objects, is that right?
Like now. Like now. Think about karma that you have done. You can think about it right now. So it depends whether death or dying consciousness arises or not. If it does not arise, it's like we think.
Yes, but Gati Nimitta, the next, like a fire, they say mm-hmm. like the hellfire.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's yeah. written in that
yeah,
text.
Yeah, by karma, which will condition the birth consciousness. Since the birth consciousness does not arise now, so yeah. no kati limit now. Karma does not produce the
no.
object that will condition the birth consciousness. But at that very moment, it can. Who knows? So what's the best thing, rather than thinking about the object of birth consciousness, of next life? And at that moment, there can be right understanding with awareness, which will condition the birth consciousness after death. Better than just thinking whether it's called Kamma Nimitta or Gati Nimitta or Kamma object. See, while one is thinking about that, there is no understanding of seeing, hearing, touching, hardness, sound, and reality which appears in split seconds.
There can be understanding of thinking of that very moment.
Is right understanding of thinking is not self?
Yes, if there's conditions for understanding to arise, then it can arise and understand that thinking to be just a reality, not anything.
If there's no understanding of thinking right now as not self, can there be?
No,
cannot. Mm-hmm. Even there's understanding of thinking right now, who is sure whether it will arise before death?
Never cannot. If there's not understanding now, there cannot understanding in the future.
At all.
And can one say that if there is understanding now, or it is apparent how cheetahs work now, then there will be more understanding how end of life must be like
when
now.
When there is understanding arising, one can say that there is right understanding. But if it does not arise, one cannot say that has arisen.
And Sankarakanda.
Sankarakanda, yes. How many?
I mean Panya.
Pardon?
Panya and Sati.
Right, yeah.
We in Poland.
And what is meant by Sankarakanda? Even Panya and Sati?
That's what we think with Peter in Poland recently, how to translate Sankarakanda formations or.
Yesterday, we listened to some truth of reality, And today there is better, a little bit of understanding of it. So one realizes that all that is Sankara Khanda, not me, who now understand about it. For example, tomorrow you might not think about the object of arising before death and have some understanding of other things that we talk about. And one realizes, oh, it's not me. They are only Sankara Khanda, which conditions such moment.
And Ajahn, this is different, the Sankara Khanda from Vijnana Khanda.
What is Vijnana Khanda?
The twin experience.
The citta.
The citta.
All citta.
Yes.
Vijnana Khanda. Each one, each citta is Vijnana Khanda. And Sankara Khanda are 50 chetasikas only.
Yeah, that's the good point to learn, because Buddha teach this for a long, long time, the five khandas. What there is, it's five upadana khandas, the third dukkha.
Is the upadana khanda now?
Yeah, that's the point, because I think there is me, Lucas sitting is here, and I have not much time in my life to really consider the five khandas.
Can concept be khanda?
No,
so no Lucas sitting. So what is the object? The upadana khanda? It has to be khanda. Who is thinking?
Chitta thinks.
Who's chitta?
It's khanda.
Who's chitta?
Oh, who's
mind?
Yeah.
And that is upadana khanda, when there's clinging. So we can just think or read about upadana khanda, but if we don't understand khanda, we don't know that it is upadana khanda. Like seeing. Seeing is khanda. Anything which arises is khanda. And it's I who see. So the seeing is upadana khanda, object of clinging.
So for the arahata, is no longer upadana khanda, because for them seeing just an end.
Arahata, and arahata has khanda, five khanda.
Yes.
It depends on what khanda is object of the other's clinging. But he doesn't have clinging at all of anyone, even his own.
But it can become object of
the object. The object is upadana khanda, object of clinging. Mm-hmm. It's not limited. Because even the rupa of Buddha can be object of clinging for the others. It does mean that there's no clinging when anyone saw him.
I have a question. Vipaka in a haram is not upadana khanda, vipaka in the rupa of an arahant?
Anything which one clings to, when clinging cling, that object is object of clinging.
Yeah. And Ajahn, does that the object that we cling to condition citta and cetasika by way of object condition?
When we talk about object condition, we don't think about whether it's upadana khanda or not. It's only be a condition by being object condition. That's all.
But this object actually conditions citta to arise, because without the object, citta could not arise.
Right.
So there would be no world without that kind of condition. Nothing could arise without object.
When citta arises.
When citta. So they are conditions, but we seem to be unaware of them.
Okay, what's there in that room?
In that one?
Yeah.
Sarah's room.
Because it is not the object of seeing.
Yeah.
But when it's seen, it is a condition by being an object condition. That's all. Aramana Patriya. Mm-hmm. When it is object of ajitta.
In the Udapanakanda, in the Four Noble Truths, refers only to the kanda, Udapanakanda. So the question is, like, concept cannot be considered object of clinging.
When we talk about kanda, it has to be reality.
So like when people say, for example, the table it's made up from rupas, but can we say that it's object of clinging?
What object?
The rupas.
Yes, what rupa?
Hardness of so. Still, it has to be in relation.
When we talk about kanda.
Concerned with realities.
Yes. Okay. So it doesn't make sense at all when people talk about, objects that cannot be experienced being.
Concept can be object of attachment, but it's not kanda.
Okay. So it's not included in the Four Noble Truths.
Truth must be kanda. Where and when is the First Noble Truth? No. See. And what is it right now? Okay. Mm-hmm. So very rapidly, as soon as it arises, it's object of that instantly. Unknowingly, but the teachings, it's so helpful to understand how much the sprinkle of dust in the day on citta.
Ajahn, what's the difference in characteristic between nama and rupa?
Rupa cannot see, it cannot know anything, it cannot experience anything at all. It's not just being called rupa, so it cannot experience. But since it cannot experience, so we call it, classified as the reality which does not experience rupa.
Manasikara is one of the seven universal chittasikas. So when it's accompanied by other kusala chittas, it's called yoniso manasikara?
In Pali, and English, no, yoniso. Use different word, that's all.
Rise attention or rise
concept. Rise attention.
So in the four factors for stream entry, they mention association with the wild, and then listening to the right dharma, and yoniso manasikara, so it refers to any kusala dharma, or it should be something more specific.
Okay, associate with the wise one, a good friend, and listen to the teachings, but no understanding. But when it's wise attention to the words, to the meaning.
In that context, must be with
vipanya.
What do you mean? Vipaka?
No, I said it must be in that context, must be with Panya, because in the suttas, sometimes when we read about manasikara or wise attention, yonaso manasikara, sometimes it can refer just to any kind of kusala. But if we're referring to the conditions for becoming sotapanna, the wise consideration, the yonaso manasikara, it must refer to Panya in that context.
Otherwise, with Panya. These were the combinations of three or four words, I don't know, but maybe Dhamma means Nibbana. Anuddhamma is the Dhammas which will lead to enlightenment. Dhamma, Nuddhamma, and Patti, Patti. In the highest sense, it means vipassanayana. But how can there be vipassanayana without understanding? So it has to begin to understand reality right now.
So the third and fourth factors both involve panya, but off different levels. Mm-hmm.
So what's the benefit of associated with the wise one or the good friend if it doesn't bring about right understanding?
And likewise, without the first two factors, it cannot be panya of the necessary
arising. I think it's like the question this morning also about the skill. So whatever we read, it depends very much on the context. So in this context, of course, there cannot be vipassana jnana, there cannot be direct understanding if it's not yoniso manasikara with panya. But it just always depends on what we're reading and where we're reading it. Just like with the skills. So we can work out for ourselves whether the panya must be there or not.
Yes, but still, I ask the question because I see that when there's understanding, even in very mundane matters, there's something that is different from, like, wanting or different from disliking. So I was just wondering what kind of citta sikha is that if it's not panya, if it's not the understanding which is understands the realities. Because I can feel that it's not the same as dukkha. It's different, so I don't know.
We all listen to the same word or same story, but it depends on attention. How much one get from what one heard. It's like the helper of Panya.
Theatre, very, very skillful in the task, mm-hmm. Very important work, but does there need to be any panya?
Yes. No need the panya that we are talking about.
This is just worldly skill, mm-hmm. not panya.
I think you all So, because I see that it's not the same when you want something or when you dislike something or when you envy something, you know, like, so it seems to me, but because it just clear understanding, so I just wonder about that.
In order to understand attention, just one word, Dhamma. See? Dhamma. For those who have developed attention, wise attention, long, long time ago, even Dhamma, for that person, it's that which does not belong to anyone. No self, not self. Just one word, Dhamma, because it doesn't say that it's me or that person or things, but it's Dhamma, a reality. And even the word a reality means that no one can change its characteristic and it's uncontrollable. It is conditioned to arise. So there are many ideas or understanding after hearing a lot and understanding more and more, as soon as one, there is the listing of such word like Dhamma, there can be more understanding than those who just begin to hear about it but don't know what is it, what is Dhamma. It can bring doubt, what is it? But for those who have learned a lot, just Dhamma, no doubt about it. No one there. Dhamma is there, only Dhamma, see? And this is wise attention too. So it's now. Everything is now, about now.
So in case of wise attention,
is there manasikara with seeing?
Yes.
Is there vitaka with seeing? So, why?
Not necessarily for vitaka.
Why? Because of, it sounds like an accident, but it's not accident, because karma conditions seeing when it's time, just right time for such reality to arise. No one can hinder or stop its rising at all. No need to have vitaka. For 10 vipaka citta, which are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, kusala vipaka and akusala vipaka. And after that, just as soon as seeing has fallen away, vitaka is needed. Because it doesn't see, but it experiences the same object which is seen already. So vitaka arises, it has to arise. That's why Buddha taught in details about how many cetasikas arise with such and such citta, by conditions. No need for the 10 to have other cetasikas than 7 cetasikas only. But after that moment, it needs another cetasika like vitaka. And whenever there is vitaka, there is vichara. So they go together. So we can know, citta after seeing, why there are more cetasika than seeing, hearing, smelling. Because actually, the seeing is just like a flash. And after that, no more seeing. But it experiences the same, but it does not see. And at moment of thinking, which follows the experiencing of object which is seen, mind or process, if you'd like to say, but not necessary, because we can use the word thinking about that which is seen as something. Like now, see, as soon as there is seeing, there is the understanding of what it is. No distinction between the two, seeing and thinking, but actually there are many moments of citta in between. That's why seeing now is like a flash in darkness, because moment of hearing is dark, touching, everything is so dark, only that which sees the object is not dark, but the citta which experiences it is dark. In order to know the difference between citta, that which can experience, and the object which is experienced at this moment of seeing. In order to experience citta, the development of panya develops until its time to understand that which experiences an object right now. It's time to understand what is meant by no shape, no form at all, no rupa, completely. But it's just that which experiences, which doesn't have shape and form or any rupa in it at all. It's beyond thinking, but it's not beyond development of understanding, little by little, until it appears as it is. That's why it says that the object does not appear well at all without awareness and right understanding. Right? Because it seems like hardness is now appearing, but it's not as well because it's gone so fast. But when there is awareness, that characteristic appears as it is. At this moment, does sound appear well enough to know that it's not thinking? See? But when it's right understanding, hearing is not thinking. So sound which is heard appears so well at that very moment because it's not thinking about it. But when there is thinking, like I hear, I see, there's the understanding of such sound, like I, there's thinking. So the sound does not appear so well as when it appears to panya and awareness.
You mean not so clear.
It doesn't matter what word you use, but yeah. In the Tipitaka it says good or well or clear. Mm-hmm. But you see that clear in what sense? Yeah. When late at night, nothing appears and there's sound, clear?
It depends on understanding.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, because you said it is beyond thinking but not beyond understanding. So what is the meaning of it is
you cannot
beyond
think
thinking.
You cannot think about citta at all. But there can be the development of understanding, the experiencing, that which now sees, that which now hears, that which now thinks. See, develop the understanding of a reality which has no shape, no form at all. Whenever it arises, it experiences. So in a sense, it's so dark, in darkness, it can experience an object. No matter you turn on or off the light, citta experiences that.
In what sense you say that citta is what sense?
No light, no shape, no smell, no softness, hardness. So imagine without all these rupa, it's there. Just experiences whatever appears now.
Yeah, this is good reminder, Arjuna.